News. I'm Brandon Tabman here on the first base side of Pinkel Field here in Pratt. The Oskaloosa Bears and the Inman Teutons set to do battle in the final game of the season. Both these teams have won multiple thrilling games here to get to this contest in this championship game. Let's break it down for you, starting with the Bears, the only low seed to advance out of the first round yesterday. They knocked out the 4-seed Central Heights by a final score of 3-1. That got them to the semifinals, which was played earlier today. And just standing in their way was the number one seed and one loss Dexter Cedarvale Spartans. And on a squeeze bunt in the top of the sixth inning, it was all they needed. The Bears, a 1-0 victory, past the top seed Spartans to get to this title game. On the other side of the bracket, the 2-seed Teutons out of Inman. They also only have one loss on the year. They are 24-1. They had to come back, and they've actually played two extra inning games in this tournament. It took 8 innings to beat Pitt Colgan in the first round, 7-6. And then earlier today, they didn't go just to 8, not even 9 innings. It took 10 innings for the Teutons to knock out Blue Stem by a final score of 2-1. And of course, the Blue Stem Lions, they knocked out the Onega Buffaloes with a 2-0 victory in round one yesterday. Well, the consolation final wrapped up just a little while ago, and it was Dexter Cedarvale, the number one seed, a late barrage of runs, and they knocked out Blue Stem in that third place game. The final score was 9-5, and that was, by the way, the first game in this tournament that wasn't decided by 2 runs or less. It has been a lot of fun here today, and glad to bring you this championship game with the 5-seed Oskaloosa Bears with a record of 23-5. And we also got, of course, the 2-seed, the Inman Teutons, a record of 24-1. We're excited. It is hot. We are ready to rock and roll here in Pratt, Kansas today. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, get you the lineup cards and the first pitch right after this here on KARE Radio.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tests. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs, controlled consistent consumption, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
The Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FWA Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FWA Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Getting closer and closer to the first pitch here in Pratt, Class 2-1A State Softball Championship game, the Oskaloosa Bears and the Inman Teutons. Again, Brian Hagan in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. One of these teams going to capture their first softball championship in school history. Let's get to the lineup cards for this title matchup, and we start with the road team on the scoreboard, per usual. That is the 5-seed Oskaloosa Bears under head coach Aubrey Harsh, a record of 24-5 on the season. And the championship lineup for them looks like this here tonight. Lydia Turner is going to lead things off. She is the junior shortstop. Batting second is junior catcher Paris Olivia Marsh. Batting third is sophomore DP. That is Kirsten Mitchell. In the cleanup spot, that is freshman third baseman Harper Heston. Batting fifth is freshman second baseman Bryn King. The sophomore pitcher and Lily Poland bat sixth. Batting seventh, that is Maisie Peake, the freshman center fielder. Batting eighth is freshman left fielder Michaela Berry. Batting ninth, that is junior right fielder Carly Warner. And defensively in the flex position at first base, that is junior and Maddie Farmer. So again, for the Bears in the title game here tonight, it is Turner at short, Olivia Marsh catching, Mitchell the DP, Heston at third, Kings at second, Poland the pitcher, Peake in center, Berry in left, Warner in right, with Farmer the flex defensively at first base. For the two seed, Inman Teutons with a record of 24-1. Their lineup card here tonight against the Bears will look like this. Maddie Parsons will lead things off. She is a freshman catcher. Batting second is freshman center fielder, that is Charlie Linhart. Batting third is sophomore pitcher Lila Levine. Batting in the cleanup spot, that is sophomore third baseman Taylor Fraze. Batting fifth is junior shortstop, that is Addie Alcala. Batting sixth is sophomore second baseman Marley Ballard. Batting seventh is sophomore left fielder Ellie Timmish. Batting eighth is junior first baseman Allison Schrog. And batting ninth, the sophomore right fielder, that is Alexis Noon. So again, for the Teutons of Inman, a record of 24-1. Their championship lineup card, Parsons catching, Linhart in center, Levine pitching, Fraze at third, Alcala at short, Ballard at second, Timmish the left fielder, Schrog is at first base, and Noon is the right fielder. They're announcing the lineups right now. How about this? These two teams, if you paid attention to that lineup card, not a single senior on either of these two 1-9 rosters. These are young lineups, and they are ready to capture a state championship. We could be seeing something building between these two teams as they are primed for good runs over the next couple of seasons. The Inman Teutons are coached by Bree Ryan. And how about this story? Back in 2016, the Oskaloosa Bears were in the state tournament in Class 3A and finished in second place. Bree Ryan was an assistant coach for the Oskaloosa Bears. The year after that, 2017, she went back to her alma mater in Inman and has been the head coach ever since, and now taking on a team she once was an assistant coach for here in the 2025 2-1A state championship game. Again, Brian Hagan in studio, Brandon Tabman with you, getting set and ready for the first pitch. We'll keep it right here. We'll take a break here momentarily. But again, this has been such a fun tournament. All but one game, which was the consolation final, which was Dexter Cedarvale 9-5 over Bluestem. All the other games in this tournament have been played to two runs or less. I'm just going to rack off these scores for you. 3-2, 3-1, 7-6, and 2-0. Those were the first round scores from yesterday. And then Oskaloosa over Dexter Cedarvale in their semifinal today, 1-0. And then Inman in 10 innings over Bluestem. That was a 2-1 final. So it has been ultra competitive here. These two teams are set and ready to go. The Oskaloosa Bears, the record of 24-5, and the Inman Teutons again at 24-1. Both these teams in the state tournament this season. For Inman, it's their fifth trip to state in program history. They were here last year, so they have been here in back-to-back seasons, but they placed fourth in 2024. They lost to Onega in that third-place game a year ago, and that was after they were run-ruled by the champs in McLeod in the semifinals. Of course, Oskaloosa here for the first time since 2019. In that season, they came away with a runner-up finish, but just a short 6 years later, they're looking to get over that hump and capture the first state championship in school history. We'll step aside for a three-minute timeout. The national anthem is on deck. We got the first pitch of the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship on the other side here on CARE Radio.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controls consistent conception, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications. Big on service, built for business.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Softball state championship game. The Inman Teutons have taken the field. Oskaloosa, the road team, on the scoreboard. Lydia Turner, Paris Olivia Marsh, and Kirsten Mitchell going up against Lila Levine, who is the starting pitcher for the Teutons. Boy, she has been so good here in this state tournament. And the Teutons played in two extra inning games, and Levine has pitched all 18 innings, 16 strikeouts totaled up with just one walk. So Levine has been very good, as most of these starting pitchers have been, and what has been arguably the most competitive state tournament across the board. The white uniform tops, red pants for the Lady Bears, black tops, white pants for the Teutons. The Class 2-1A softball championship game is underway as Lydia Turner steps inside the right side batter's box as Lila Levine, a right-handed thrower, takes her step on the rubber. First pitch of the game is lifted high out towards right field. It's down the line, and that ball is just foul. Boy, close to being fair. That's going to be a lengthy strike number one, and the state softball championship officially a go. Oskaloosa, an emphatic and aggressive 1-0 victory. Boy, that was just a dandy semifinal earlier today as they knocked out the top seed. And 27-1, Dexter Cedarvale. No balls, one strike here on Turner. The pitch off speed in there for a called strike, and Turner down in the count at 0-2. Olivia Marsh and Mitchell to follow in this top of the first inning. Both these teams searching for that first softball title in school history. Here's the pitch, and this is lifted out towards shallow right center field, and running in to make a fantastic diving catch is the center fielder, Charlie Linhart, and that is the first out in this championship game. That'll bring up the junior catcher, Paris Olivia Marsh. Boy, an emphatic web gem to start defensively for the Teuton defense. One out, base is clear. No score, top one. Here is Olivia Marsh. Levine sets, fires off speed, but a swing and a miss for strike number one. The Teutons, an 8-inning, 7-6 win against Pitt Colgan in round one. A 2-1, 10-inning win against Blue Stem in the semifinals earlier today. That put us behind track pretty quick. Next pitch popped up and fouled out of play. And just like Turner in the first AB, Olivia Marsh down in the count at 0-2. Brian Hagan in studio. Appreciate it very much. Working extremely hard, putting us on the air here today. We appreciate it very much. Here is the 0-2 by Levine. It skips in the dirt for ball one. Kirsten Mitchell in the on-deck circle. Both these teams have had runner-up finishes in softball, but neither have raised a banner. And one will after this ball game here today. One ball, two strikes, one out. Next pitch by Levine. Runs inside, just missed. Ball number two. Teuton fans wanted that one. The umpire said no go, and it's 2-2. Catching for Levine is Maddie Parsons. It's the call and fires a 2-2, and this is hit out towards right field and off the top of the glove of Marley Ballard for a base hit. just over the outstretched glove of the second baseman, Ballard, and a one-out single for Olivia Marsh, and that's the first hit of this state championship game. That'll bring up the sophomore DP, Kirsten Mitchell. Mitchell monstrous in the first-round game yesterday, a double and a solo home run. Now steps in for the first time in this title game. First pitch, low one in the dirt, skips away, and Olivia Marsh dancing her way up to second base. That's going to be a wild pitch by Levine. And now the Bears cooking. Runner in scoring position with one out. And the count here on Mitchell, one ball, no strikes. Levine kind of twirls that ball. Kind of an aggressive slam into the glove. Frustration there, letting a runner get to second base on that wild pitch. One ball, no strikes here on Mitchell. Here's the pitch. This is it well. Out towards the gap, right center field. That baby drops in front of the fence. Olivia Marsh had to hold up. Head coach Harsh rounding it. And that run's going to score. And then a throw to second base is not in time. An RBI double by Kirsten Mitchell. And the Bears out to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. That ball, one hop the fence. In the gap in right center. But again, Olivia Marsh had to hold up just a touch. Make sure that ball wasn't going to be caught. A single and a double, and the Bears have struck first here in the first. Here's the cleanup spot. Harper Heston takes one low for ball one. Mitchell at second base, trying to add here in this top of the first inning. Great start here for the Bears. The only one out. Levine sets, fires. It is outside, skips away off the glove of Parsons, and getting over to third base is Mitchell without a throw. Bears are being aggressive early. And now even a productive out by Heston could make it a 2-0 lead. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Here's the pitch, and it slaps foul out of play down the left field line. And the count evens up at 1-1. In this inning of Oskaloosa softball, it's powered by Giant Communications. Bears taking very little time. This one is drilled out towards the gap in right center, and it drops in. That's another base hit, and the second run of the game is across. It is a lengthy RBI single by Harper Heston, and the Bears, three consecutive base hits and a 2-0 lead here in the first. The Bears combined for four total runs in their first two games of this tournament. They have struck gold with two in the first here in this title game. Here's Brent King, another wild pitch. It gets to the backstop and Heston up to second base. All the advantage and already a time being called by former Oskaloosa assistant and current head coach of Inman, Bree Ryan. Goodness me, what a start for the Bears after Lydia Turner lined out to center field in which Charlie Linhart made a fantastic diving catch. Olivia Marsh with a single, Mitchell with a double, and Heston brought home Mitchell for the second run of the game and still only one out in this top of the first inning. So again, this has been a dandy of a start. Again, Giant Communications sponsoring this Oskaloosa inning. You can bundle internet and Giant Mobile. To save $15 a month, you can learn more. That is GiantComm.net. Brian Hagen in studio after that early brief meeting. Levine a little rattled, and the Bears threatening for a big inning here. They're off to a good start and a 2-0 lead. One ball, no strikes here on the freshman, Bryn King. She has had some very good at-bats in this tournament. That's a check swing foul off there. And it evens the count, one ball, one strike. Well, I say productive at bats. She produced the one and only run needed in the semifinal win against the Spartans, a squeeze bunt. That brought home that one run, which proved to be the only one they needed to get that win. Next pitch upstairs, two balls, one strike. Here on the freshman in Brynn King. Mentioned it in the pregame. 1 through 9, both of these teams in this title game do not have a single senior in the lineup. That is rather impressive. King takes one on the outside part of the plate, a called strike, 2-2 now. Heston at second base, the only one out in the inning. The Bears have scratched across two already. 2-2 in there, called strike 3. Good bounce back there by Levine. That is her first strikeout of the day. And now two outs, runner at second base for sophomore pitcher Lily Poland. Poland has been so crucial for this Oskaloosa team since coming back from injury. Out the midway point as the first pitch by Levine a little bit outside for ball one. She missed the first 12 games. The Bears were 8-4, still solid. But since Poland got back into the lineup, they have lost just once. There's a good hearty swing, and that one all missed. And it's now one ball, one strike here on Lily Poland. Three consecutive hits here in this top of the first inning, giving the Bears a 2-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Oh, good off-speed pitch there. Swung on and missed by Poland, and now she's down in the count, 1-2. Poland, of course, will be inside the circle for a third straight game, and she has been dynamite on that side. But can she come through here with two strikes? Pitch outside. 2-2. Heston still at second base. Brought in Mitchell with a single and then got to second base on a wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. 2-0 Bears here, top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. A little bit high. Three balls and two strikes with Maisie Peak in the on-deck circle. Defensively behind Levine, Fraze at third. Alcala is at short. Ballard at second. Schrog is at first. Parsons the catcher, and that one is low. Ball four. Good battle by Poland. She keeps the inning alive after falling behind. She works a walk, and now two on and two outs for the freshman in Maisie Peak. Peak bats from the right side. Where's jersey number 14? That is the first walk issued by Levine here in the early going. Can Pete come through with two outs and two on, trying to add to a 2-0 lead? First pitch of the AB, skips in the dirt, gets to the backstop, and both runners advance once again. That is the third wild pitch of the inning, and now a base hit could double this thing up. Poland at second, Heston at third. One ball, no strikes here on Maisie Peak. Levine sets, checks, and fires. And it's fouled back into the screen, evens up the count at 1-1. Well, I mentioned a little bit ago, the Bears scored a combined 4 runs in the first 2 games of this tournament. We've scratched across 2 here in the top of the first in this championship game. That one skips in the dirt, 2 balls, 1 strike. Good job by Parsons there, the catcher, to keep that one in front. 2-1 the count. Two runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch. This one is laced foul over to the right side dugout. And now Peak at 2-2. Olivia Marsh, a single and a run this inning. Kirsten Mitchell, an RBI double. Harper Heston, an RBI single. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. And Parsons throws it down to first. That secures it for the final out. Levine strikes out her second, but the Bears doing damage early. 2 runs on 3 hits and 2 left. We go to the bottom of the first here in Pratt. 2-0 Bears. The state championship game here on Care Radio.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Sending of Oskaloosa softball, powered by Giant Communications. Bundle internet and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. You can learn more going online. That's GiantComm.net. Brian Hagan, Brandon Tabman here in Pratt. 2-1-A state softball championship game. The Oskaloosa Bears, 2 runs on 3 hits in the top of the first, and they have jumped out in front. And now it's going to be Lily Pullen, her first crack at this top 3 in the Inman Teutons order with a record of 24-1. They have 2 extra inning victories in this state tournament. Took them 8 innings to beat Pitt Colgan in the first round, 7-6. And then 10 innings it took Inman to beat Blue Stem in the semis earlier today. 2-1. Freshman catcher Maddie Parsons stepping into the right side batter's box. Poland has been so good in this state tournament. She has struck out 23 batters in the 2 games. and now gets a crack at this top three. And the Teutons order, Bears leading 2-0. First pitch in this bottom of the first inning is on the way, and it just missed upstairs for ball one. Freshman Maddie Parsons, followed by freshman Charlie Linhart, and then sophomore Lila Levine. One ball, no strikes. And pulling sets and delivers. That's in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Defensively, Ferosky, Heston at third, Turner at short, King at second, Farmer at first, Livia Marsh the catcher, Barry in left, Peek in center, Warner is in right. Here is the 1-1 by Pullen. Ground ball left side, pass Heston, fielded deep by Turner at short, long throw, not in time. An infield single by Maddie Parsons, and that puts the leadoff man on for the Teutons here in the home first. It wasn't incredibly hard hit. It got past Heston. She worked to her left, and then deep in the shortstop hole, Turner fielded. Way too long of a throw. Parsons too much speed down the path. And the Teutons, again, a runner at first base. Nobody out. Here is Charlie Linhart, a freshman center fielder. Pulling sets. And the first pitch of this at-bat. Bunt shown, it's a called strike. Throw down to first, tag applied just a little bit too late. The pitch was below the strike zone, but Linhart didn't get the bunt pulled back in time, so it's 0-1. This Inman Teutons team again, just their fifth trip to state in school history. Their best finish was runner-up back in 2007. Here's the 0-1 to Linhart. Check swing. She went around. It's strike number two and pull in the advantage. No balls, two strikes. Maddie Parsons, a leadoff infield single. She is at first base. Nobody out. Pull in. Takes a couple steps up. Sets up on the rubber. Left foot. First base side of the bag. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Linhart down swinging for out number one here in the bottom of the first. First strikeout recorded in the championship game for Lily Pullen. That brings up the sophomore Lila Levine. Boy, has she been red hot in this tournament. 7 out of 9 at the plate in the two games in this field. Trying to spin that. The Teutons trail the Bears 2-0 here in the home first. First pitch to Levine is hit to the right side on a hop. King goes to second for one, and they get the lead run just in time. Nicely done. So out number two recorded. Levine will take first, but now two outs here in the inning. That now gets it to the cleanup spot, sophomore third baseman Taylor Fraze. She's batting .500 in this tournament. It's going to be a courtesy runner over at first base for Levine. That's going to be Cora McClellan. A freshman. Haven't seen a ton of courtesy runners utilized across this tournament. The Teutons will use McClellan quite a bit. So she takes over for Levine at first, two outs. And here's the sophomore phrase. Pulling sets. Shakes off one. Likes that second sign from Olivia Marsh. And the pitch. In there for a called strike. Blew it by with a fastball. And it's 0-1. Braves batting .500 in the tournament this weekend. 4 out of 8. Trying to keep the line moving with two outs. Poland trying to get out of it with no damage done. Here's the 0-1. Hard shot to the right side. Farmer with a heady glove. Fielding and tagging first for the final out. So a leadoff single does no harm. And the Oskaloosa Bears a 2-0 lead here in the state championship. We go to inning number two right after this.
Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Off Oskaloosa softball here on Care Radio. It's powered by Giant Communications. You can bundle internet and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more at GiantCOMM.net. Brian Hagan in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. One inning in, it's Class 2-1A State Softball Championship game. The Bears 2 and the Teutons nothing. So we go to the top of the second inning. It'll be 8-9-1 in this Bears order, starting here with freshman left fielder Michaela Berry. Lila Levine back in the circle for the Teutons. First pitch in inning number 2 is low and inside for ball 1. Berry played in the quarterfinal game yesterday, but was out of the lineup in the semifinal win against the Dexter Cedarvale Spartans, but back in there for the championship game. Next pitch called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. Carly Warner and Lydia Turner also due up for the Bears here in this second. They scored 2 runs on 3 hits in that first and lead it 2-0. There's a swing and miss there by Berry. Falls behind at 1-2. Levine did ultimately get out of that first inning by striking out Pete, collecting 2 Ks in that first inning. Next pitch, a little bit up and in, and the count evens up. 2-2. Mentioned the infield defensively last inning. Timmish the left fielder, Lenhart in center, and Noon is the right fielder. Here's a 2-2, and just missed. Now the count full, 3-2. Poland in the first inning worked a full count and ultimately got on first with a walk. Second time in as many innings, the Bears have worked a full count on Levine. Here's the 3-2. In there, called strike 3. Good location on the inside part of the plate. And Berry is down for out number 1 here in the second. Third strikeout for Levine, and that brings up Carly Warner, a junior right fielder. That's from the right side of the box. Pretty straight up with their stance. Now a good bend to the knees. First pitch by Levine. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Both these teams have captured runner-up finishes at state, but both looking to raise their first softball banner. The 0-1. That one's high. 1-1. Again, Levine inside the circle has pitched all 18 innings of the first 2 games for the Teutons. And her 3 strikeouts already gives her 19 in this state tournament. 1-1, 1 out, bases empty. Bears leading it 2-0, top 2. Here's the 1-1. That is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Well, compared to yesterday, the weather is quite different. It is much warmer here today. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Levine has come back strong. Back-to-back strikeouts, 2 outs here in the second. That gives her 4 already, and we're back to the top of the order with junior shortstop Lydia Turner. Turner lined out to center field in her first at-bat on an 0-2 pitch, and it was a sensational defensive play by the center fielder and Charlie Lenhart. First pitch to Turner is hit high in the air but foul out of play, and it's 0-1. Oskaloosa's record, 24-5. The Teutons at 24-1. Bears the 5 seed in this field. Teutons the number 2 seed. Here's an 0-1 to Turner, and it's in there for a called strike, and quickly 0-2. So a chance for Levine to come back strong and strike out the side here in the second, after the Bears put up a 2 spot on 3 hits in the first. Levine sets, and an 0-2. That's a swing, foul tip, strike 3, and that is the inning. So Levine strikes out the side. She's got 5 strikeouts already as the Bears retired in order in the second inning of play. But the Bears lead it 2-0. We've played 1.5 here in Pratt back after a timeout. You're listening to the state softball championship game here on Care Radio.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit GiantCOMM.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
Softball here on Care Radio, powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile. To save $15 a month, learn more at GiantCOMM.net. Brian Hagan, Brandon Tamman here on Care Radio. The Oskaloosa Bears and the Inman Teutons here in the Class 2-1A Softball Championship game here in Pratt. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and the Bears are leading this game 2-0. Lily pulling back inside the circle. Here is Addy Alcala, junior shortstop, leading things off, number 5 in the order. Alcala, that's on the left side, choked up on the bat, no gloves. Here's the pitch, and pulling rifles in a strike with the fastball. It's 0-1. Following Alcala, it'll be Ballard and then Timish. Pulling sets. Likes that sign by Olivia Marsh. And the 0-1. Lifted high in the air. Shallow right field. It's going to be the second baseman and Brent King on the edge of the grass to make the catch for the first out in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up the sophomore second baseman, Marley Ballard. So, chance for Poland here. I wouldn't say it was much of a jam in that first inning. Inman got their leadoff man on, but did not advance a runner past second base. First pitch to Ballard. A little bit outside, ball one. Poland again has 24 strikeouts to this point, as she has been inside the circle the entire tournament for the Bears. She's tallied one here in this title game. Here's the 1-0. A little bit low. And two balls, no strikes here on Marley Ballard. In the Teutons, the 2025 co-champions of the Heart of America League, they split that title with Bennington here as they split their doubleheader, the lone loss for the Teutons. Pitch was in the dirt, swing and a miss. And Poland will take that. It gets it now to a 2-1 count. Would have more than certainly been 3-0 if Ballard kept the bat on the shoulder. Base is empty, one out. Bottom of the second inning, the Bears are leading it 2-0. Pulling sets. Always spinning it with the left hand on the left hip. Now sets knee level, gets it belt high, fires it in there, and it's a swing and a miss. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes here on the sophomore second baseman, Marley Ballard. And Inman, a fourth place finish here at State a year ago. The trip last year ended a 14-year drought. They lost to McLeod in the semifinals, lost to Onega in the third place game, finishing in fourth. Two balls, two strikes here on Ballard. Pitch by Poland. Just missed inside. Count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Teutons were dominant in their regional tournament. Wins of 15-0, 13-2, and 8-1. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Base is empty. Big pitch coming up here by Poland. She sets, leans back, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Brought the heat, did not repeat. Strikeout number 2 of today's game. And out number 2 here in the second. And that brings up the sophomore left fielder, Ellie Timish. Timish, a right-handed hitter. Of course, Poland the left-handed tosser. Resting that bat above the right shoulder, lifting it up, little bit of a waggle, slight bend of the knee, slightly open on that right side stance. Poland leans back and swings it through, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, if Timish can get on, Allison Schrag is in the on-deck circle. Poland has been dynamite all weekend long, just needing one more win for that title. Here's the pitch, a little bit up and out. Evens up the count here on Timish at one ball, one strike. The only two extra inning games here in the tournament this weekend, both played by Inman. 8 innings in their first round, 10 innings in the semifinals today. The 1-1 fouled straight back, and now it is 1-2. Here on the sophomore left fielder, Ellie Timish. Big opportunity after facing just 4 in the first. Poland here, chance to face the minimum in the second. Bears a 2-0 lead. Poland sets. And the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Back-to-back K's to end the second. Three up and three down. Give it three strikeouts for Poland here tonight. A 2-0 Bears lead, two innings in. Class 2-1A State Softball Championship game here on KARE Radio.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletic, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America, Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Oskaloosa softball here at the state tournament on KARE Radio. It's powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile, saving $15 a month. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Two innings in, Bears lead it 2-0 on Inman. One of these two teams set to raise their first championship banner in softball. Glad to bring you this title game, a warm and sunny day in Pratt, Kansas. Here we go to the third. It's going to be Paris Olivia Marsh to lead things off, number two in this Bears lineup. And she takes a pitch low and inside from Lila Levine for ball number one. And here we go, inning number three. Kirsten Mitchell, Harper Heston will follow. Bears looking to add to that 2-0 advantage. Levine's pitch, blowing inside, and it's 2-0. Olivia Marsh has played great defense behind the plate all weekend long. Has the advantage, the 2-0, ground ball right side, second baseman Ballard Field fires in time for out number one. So a ground out to second for Olivia Marsh, and that brings up the sophomore DP, Kirsten Mitchell. I would say probably about 10 feet away from her second home run of the tournament. In her first at bat, a long double to right, which produced the first run of the game. And then Mitchell would come around to score on the RBI single by Heston. And now she lines the first pitch down the left field line, foul, and it's 0-1. Pitching and defense, that's kind of been, outside of two games in this tournament, that has been the heavy emphasis with a lot of close, low-scoring games. No balls, one strike, pitch to Mitchell, is hit foul, this time down the right field line. And it's no balls and two strikes. So again, fairly limited offensive production here for the Bears this week. It hasn't mattered with the strong pitching by Lily Poland, but certainly the most efficient offensive player has been Mitchell. And now she grounds this one right to third. Frey's a good field and on to first in time for the out. Well, one thing I have noticed watching Inman this week, Taylor Frey's at third defensively, about as good as it gets. So quickly two up and two down. Here's Harper Heston, the RBI single, which brought in the second run of the game back in the first. Now with her second AB, two outs and nobody on. First pitch high for ball one. Ultimately got to second and third on consecutive wild pitches, but ended that inning stranded there. The 1-0 is a high grounder, fielded nicely by Alcala on to first in time, and that retires the side. So three ground outs, 4-3, 5-3, and 6-3, and Levine has retired seven in a row. We go to the bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Bears. It's the 2-1A State Softball Championship game here on KARE.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Oskaloosa softball on KARE, brought to you by Giant Communications. You can bundle internet and Giant Mobile, saving $15 a month. And you can learn more by going online, giantcomm.net. Brian Hagan in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Pratt. The Oskaloosa Bears and Edmond Teutons in the state championship game. And the Bears, a 2-0 lead. All two runs in the first. We have had zeros on the board since. Then we go to the bottom of the third inning as Lily Pullen is back inside the circle. She will get 8, 9, and 1 in this Teutons order, starting here with junior first baseman Allison Schrog. Schrog wears jersey number 19 and bats from the right side. Alexis Noon will follow, and then back to the top of the order with Maddie Parsons. Pullen shakes off one. And like sign number 2, and the first pitch in the home third is a fastball right down Broadway for strike number 1. Teutons, black uniform tops, orange numerals and lettering. Bears in the white tops, red pinstripes, red pants. The state title game. The 0-1, a little bit south of the knees, and it's 1-1. There has only been 2 games in this tournament that would be considered high scoring, and Inman played one of them in the opener yesterday, 7-6 over Pitt Colgan. 1-1. Here's the pitch to Schrog, and it's a little bit low. 2-1. And then the other considered high scoring affair was the consolation final right before this one, in which Dexter Cedarvale won 9-5 over Bluestem. All but one game in this tournament decided by more than 2 runs. 2-1 here on Schrog. First batter here in the bottom of the third. The Bears are leading it 2-0. Here's the pitch. That ran inside. Did it hit her? Or did they say foul ball? Foul ball. Okay. So it evens the count at 2-2. Got that nub part of the bats. And pulling fortunate there to get another crack here with Schrog now with a 2-strike count. Pullen sets the lefty to the righty in Schrog and fouled away. Stays 2-2. Well, the regional tournament for the Teutons, they beat El Saline 15-0. They beat Sacred Heart 13-2. And then in the regional championship game, they beat Bennington 8-1. Of course, they shared the league title with Bennington. That was the quote-unquote rubber match. And obviously the Teutons out here now competing and trailing 2-0 against the Bears in the title game. Next pitch low, count runs full. Good at bat here for Schrog. It's 3-2. Pullen is yet to walk a batter in this game. She walked 3 with the 10 strikeouts in the semifinal win earlier today. The 3-2. And a frozen rope down the line, and that ball is fair. Schrog rounds second, chugging away to second base, again sliding in feet first safely with a double. Just inside the line at first. And a lengthy at bat, this time won by the Teutons in the 8th spot in the order. Allison Schrog in a leadoff double as her in scoring position. So here's the sophomore right fielder, Alexis Noon. Noon, N-O-O-N, but there's an E on the end of it. So Noon, an RBI chance here, potentially with a base hit. Teutons trying to get on the board, trailing the Bears 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. She will show bunt. Pullen fires. It's high, and it's in there for a strike. Noon did not get the bat back in time. Let's see if they continue the small ball here. Try to at least get that runner to third. They look to try to get on the board. Got a base runner on in the first, but we're retired in order in the second. But a leadoff double by Schrog here has her at second with nobody out. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Alexis Noon. So the bunt probably goes out the window. But we've certainly seen crazier things happen. Pretty straight up, back at the box, no balls, 2 strikes, runner at second base, nobody out. Pullen deals. Swing and a miss. Got her with the high cheese. Strikeout number 4 and the first out here in the bottom of the third. So back to the top of the order. Freshman catcher Maddie Parsons, who singled in the first. Schrock still at second base, now one out. Poland works her way back onto the rubber. Gets the call from Olivia Marsh. And fires in the first offering. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it's low for ball one. So Noon tried to work a bunt, did not get that to work out, and now Parsons with one out, maybe trying to get that runner to third. One ball, no strikes. She does not show. She swung through that one and missed everything for strike number one. The double by Schrog to lead off the inning was hit number two for the Teutons against Poland today. Right now, the Bears have the 2-0 advantage here in this state championship game. Still a long way to go. Poland leans back, fires it through. It is high for ball two. Now the count 2-1 on freshman catcher Maddie Parsons. Resting that bat on the right shoulder. Now bends the knees, middle of the box. Poland sets. Very strategic in between pitches is Lily Poland. Here's the pitch. This is hit out towards shallow right center field. That's trouble. It drops in for a hit, and it's all the way up to the warning track. Rounding third is Schrog, and she will score standing. The game is cut in half. An RBI double by freshman Maddie Parsons, and the Bears lead is now 2-1, still with one out in this bottom of the third inning. The first earned run that Lily Poland has given up this entire tournament. The one run given up in the quarters against Central Heights was unearned. And, of course, shutting out maybe the best offensive team in this tournament in Dexter Cedarvale in the semifinals. So the Bears' lead is 2-1, still only one out, and a runner in scoring position for freshman center fielder Charlie Linhart. Strikeout victim, her first time up. And now has a chance for redemption. Base hit could potentially tie this game up. Poland sets on the rubber. Leans back. Swings it through. Bunt shown, and it's fouled away. No balls, one strike here on Linhart. Lila Levine in the on-deck circle. But the Teutons getting on the board. A double by Schrog to lead it off, and then a one-out double by Parsons bringing her in. Bears lead cut in half at 2-1. Right now Parsons at second base. No balls, one strike here on Linhart. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2, and now a play towards third, not in time. Petty base running by Parsons, and she moves up to third. So now, even a ground ball to the right side, somewhat of a productive out, could tie this game up. It's little plays like that in games of this magnitude that sometimes can be the difference. But the count, 0-2 on Linhart. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss! Monster strikeout. Another one tallied up, make it 5 for Poland, and that's a huge second out. And now a productive out. Is not what Levine can do. She's got to put a hit in play. Two outs. Runner at third. Bears lead is 2-1. Runner at third is Parsons. Levine entered this championship game 7 of 9 at the plate in this state championship tournament. Reached on a fielder's choice in her first AB tonight. First pitch is low for ball one. A couple of extra base hits in this inning for the Teutons. Certainly one of the more interesting high school mascots in the state, no doubt about it. The Teutons taking on the Bears, a little more traditional. There's a foul off there, and the count evens up at 1-1. This Bears team, they have been close quite a handful of times with runner-up finishes back in 2019, 2018, 2016, and a fourth-place finish in 2012. Teutons, a fourth-place finish a year ago. Their best finish second back in 07. A 1-1. Oh, that ran up and hit her. So Levine takes a free pass, And it cost her a little pain on the left side of the body. And now they're at the corners with two down. So here's Taylor Fraze, the cleanup spot. The base hit would tie this game. An extra base hit could give the Teutons their first lead. Certainly Levine, good speed at first. Parsons at third. Two outs here in the inning. Fraze grounded out to first base to end that bottom of the first inning in a first AB. Bolin shakes off a couple and fires in the first offering. Popped up, but foul. So strike one here on Taylor Fraze, the sophomore third baseman. After her ground out in the first inning, she is now 4 of 9 at the plate here in the state tournament. But a big opportunity. Runners at the corners with two outs. The Bears' lead has been cut to 2-1. Here's the 0-1. Another foul off, and it's quickly 0-2. Poland would love to cook up a strikeout here. Struck out the last two batters, facing the minimum in the second. And the two outs recorded have been strikeouts in this inning. No balls, two strikes, two outs. They're at the corners. Bears a 2-1 lead. Big-time pitch here by Poland, and it's popped up. Playable on the infield, right side. First baseman, Natty Farmer, right side of the circle, makes the catch to retire the side. So the Bears keep the lead, but the Teutons are on the board. An RBI double issued by Maddie Parsons. And at the end of three here in Pratt, state championship game, it's the Bears 2 and the Teutons 1.
Exciting news, Hoyt. Fiber internet from Giant Communications is on the way. Unlike the competition, we offer no data caps, just unlimited high-speed fiber internet. Enjoy symmetrical speeds for seamless uploading and downloading, powered by your trusted local provider. Stream, game, and work without limits on the fastest, most reliable connection available. Fiber to the home is on the way. Visit giantcomm.net/Hoyt or call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Giant Communications. Better, faster, local.
Oskaloosa Softball Lawn Care. It's powered by Giant Communications. You can bundle internet and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. You can learn more at giantcomm.net. Well, a couple of extra base hits for the Teutons in the home third. They get on the board, but the Bears leading 2-1 here in Pratt. Class 2-1A State Softball Championship game. It'll be the middle parts of this Bears order back up against Lila Levine to kick off this fourth inning of play. It'll be Bryn King, Lily Pullen, and Maisie Peak. And if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Michaela Berry. The two runs for the Bears in the first, the one run for the Teutons in the third. And here we go. Number three on the jersey, number five in the order, freshman Bryn King. Responsible for the lone and winning run in the semifinal win earlier today against the Spartans. And the first pitch by Levine is swung on and missed for strike one. And the fourth inning is to go. King struck out looking her first time up on a 2-2 pitch. Levine has struck out five here today. That one is in the dirt, one ball, one strike. So at this point, two runs, three hits, two left for the Bears through those first three innings of play. Next pitch, a little bit outside, and it's two balls and one strike. I've said it a couple times, but we'll continue to preach. The impressive thing about both of these teams, not a single senior in the 1-9 on either side. The 2-1, and the dirt ball, 3. Levine has issued a walk. Did so back to Pullen, who was on deck in the first. Let's see what the 3-1 pitch is here to King. It is in there, called strike. Well, that's usually the outcome when the runner thinks it's ball 4. That little step. And now 3 balls, 2 strikes here on King. Levine's 3-2, popped up and foul. Patrons beware. Fans have been busy with the foul balls all weekend long. So another 3-2 offering on the way to the freshman, Bryn King. First batter here in the top of the fourth, Bears 2, Teutons 1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. It was off speed and strikeout number six by Levine. And the first out here in the top of the fourth. That was well played by Lila Levine. So her six strikeouts now gives her 22 in the state tournament this week. Here's the sophomore pitcher, Lily Pullen. Mentioned she walked in her first at bat. Batting here, bases empty, one out in the fourth. First pitch a little bit high. It's ball one. Mentioned the two runs, three hits for the Bears. One run and three hits for the Teutons. Pulling the lefty against the righty in Levine. The pitch, ground ball towards the middle, up the middle, out to center field. Boy, it took a long time to get there, but it's a base hit up the middle by Pullen. Hit number four for the Bears, and a one-out base runner here. That's going to bring up Maisie Peak. So now Pullen has reached in both of her at-bats in this state championship game. So here's the freshman, Maisie Peak, strikeout victim her first time up. She struck out to end the first with runners on second and third. Levine's first pitch of this at bat, bunt shown, but it's fairly clipped and fouled straight down. So no balls and one strike here on Peak. Played in the quarterfinal matchup yesterday, was not in the lineup in the semifinal win earlier today, but is in the lineup here in this state title game. Runner at first is Pullen, one out. Here in the top of the fourth, another bunt shown, put down, same result, it's foul. So now Peak needs to rethink. Looking down to her head coach, Ann Aubrey Harsh, getting the call. No balls, two strikes, pulling it first. 2-1 Bears here in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1A state softball championship in Pratt. Here's the 0-2. Oh, just missed. The Teutons fans thought they had it, but no go, says the home plate umpire. Good eye by Peak. It's 1-2. Settles in, and the pitch. It's hit out towards left of the base hit. It was an off-speed pitch, and Peak read it and just caught the end part of the bat and enough strength to get it out into left field. Back-to-back one-out singles, and now the Bears brewing. Two on and one out here in the fourth. Can Michaela Berry keep the line moving? So after Bryn King struck out to lead off the frame, a single by Pullen and a single by Peak. Pullen at second, Peak at first. One out. Bears trying to add to a one-run lead, and there's a swing and a miss by Berry for strike number one. Berry, one of the six Levine strikeout victims here so far in this title game. A big opportunity with runners at first and second and one out. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, it's low, ball one. It's been a lot of small ball throughout the course of this tournament. Let's see if Berry continues to tease the bunts with the count at 1-1. Levine adjusting the mask inside the circle. Nestles that right foot forward, leans back, kicks, fires through, bunt shown, pitches low, ball two. A good job by Berry on those last two pitches to get that bunt pulled back for the called ball. And it's back-to-back ball calls to make it 2-1. Pulling at second, Peak at first. One out here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, bunt shown. This is put down, good spin, picked up, fired to first. Oh, boy, in time for the out. Taylor Frays, maybe the best defensive third baseman in this tournament, gets a monster second out, but the damage done as Berry gets the runners to second and third. And now it's up to the junior right fielder and number nine in the order, Carly Warner. A monster spot in this game. The Bears at second and third, two outs, leading it 2-1. Warner struck out her first time up. Levine's first pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the first inning is where the Bears got their two runs, but they ended that inning leaving runners on second and third. Now they have that same scenario here in the fourth. Next pitch a little bit up, and Warner evens the count up at one ball, one strike. That first inning ended on a strikeout by Peak. Certainly Warner does not want to do that. Has got to get a base hit here. The 1-1. And a little bit high. And now a throw down to third. Boy, oh, Fraze had to lean out to keep that one from going out into the grass. And that could have saved a run. Two balls, one strike here on Warner. Runner at third is Pullen. Runner at second is Peak. Two outs, top four. Bears leading it 2-1 here in the title game. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball three. Advantage Warner with the top of the order and Lydia Turner casually waiting in the on-deck circle. Here is a 3-1 by Levine. It is in there, a called strike. And it's 3-2. The count is full. The Bears leading 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning in the state championship game. Runners at second and third. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch to Warner. It is low, ball four. It might have actually clipped her. Either way, it's a walk, and the bases are loaded for Lydia Turner. Here we go. That's the second walk issued by Levine. The bases are juiced for Lydia Turner. The Bears with a one-run lead at 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. There are two outs. Pullen at third, Peak at second, Warner at first. First pitch in there, called strike number one. No balls, one strike here on Turner. She's 0-2 in this title game, a line out and a strikeout. The biggest spot so far, the pitch. Hit back up the middle, out to center field. It's a base knock. One run is in. Here comes Peak. She's going to score. But now a pickle between second and third. And tagged out is Warner to end the inning. But the two runs are going to count, so the damage is done. An unfortunate end, but a positive result. It is a 4-1 Oskaloosa lead. We're halfway in, halfway to go. It's the 2-1A State Softball Championship game here on CARE Radio.
The Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Innings in this game, the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship in Pratt. The Oskaloosa Bears now a 4-1 lead. The big knock in that last half inning, a 2-RBI single by Lydia Turner. And from up 2-1 to now up 4-1 on Inman. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lily Pullen is back inside the circle now with the largest lead of the game at 3. She will get that middle third. It'll be 5, 6, and 7. Starting with Addie Alcala. Marley Ballard to follow. Ellie Timmish after that. Pullen has struck out 5 here in this title game. She has struck out 28 in this state tournament in total. So a 4-1 Bears lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Here is the lefty Alcala. And a rare left-v-left matchup here to kick things off in the home fourth. Pullen kicks, leans back, and fires. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alcala pumped out to second and her first at-bat in today's game. No balls, one strike. Pullen sets and leans and fires. A little bit upstairs, one ball, one strike. Now the Bears now a 3-run advantage at 4-1. The Teutons have a good lineup, so Poland's going to have to continue to stay sharp. The 1-1 by Poland is fouled straight back, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. One run on 3 hits to this point for the Teutons. They have left 3 on base. And for Oskaloosa, 4 runs on 6 hits. They have left 3 on base. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Alcala. And the pitch by Pullen. Upstairs, 2 balls, and two strikes. So a 2-2 pitch on the way. Leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Addy Alcala. And Pullen sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6 for Lily Pullen. And the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. And that brings up the sophomore second baseman, Marley Ballard. She bats from the right side, defensively at second base, wears jersey number 12. Strikeout victim in her first at bat here in the title game. Gets a second crack here at Lily Pullen with the bases empty. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. The Bears 4 and the Teutons 1. Pullen sets, spins, settles, leans, and fires. First pitch high for ball 1. Ellie Timmish in the on-deck circle, the sophomore left fielder for Inman, the number 2 seed in this field. They have lost just once. That was to league foe Bennington, in which those two split their league title here in 2025. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Ballard. That one caught the outer edge, and it's one ball, one strike. Well, Pullen has had double-digit strikeout efforts in each of the first two games in this tournament, and as she continues inside the circle here in the fourth. She has racked up 6 more. The 1-1. Little bit south of the knees. 2 balls, 1 strike. A lone run for the Teutons, thanks to a couple of doubles by Parsons and Schrock. And they got more work to do as the Bears are currently leading it 4-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch to Ballard on the way. A little bit high, 3-1. So again, a fourth place finish here at state last season, losing to a couple local teams, McLaus in the semifinals and Onega in the third place game. The Teutons, a runner-up finish back in 2007, in which their head coach Bree Ryan was the number one pitcher on that team. That pitch is high, ball 4, and it's a one-out walk. Good at bat for Marley Ballard. And that's the first walk issued by Pullen. She has hit a batter. But a runner at first, now one out. And here is the sophomore left fielder in Ellie Timmish. Timmish steps in from the right side. Strikeout victim her first time up. That ended the second inning. And Timmish with a north of .450 batting average coming into the tournament. Puts down bunt, and it's a nice place bunt, but is that foul or fair? They're going to call it fair. And now a throw to second base, kicked away, but backed up by Turner. So it's a sacrifice bunt. It was a well-placed bunt. It is out number 2. And now it's up to Allison Schrog, who doubled to lead off the third and scored the lone run for the Teutons to this point. Ballard at second base, 2 outs. The Bears are leading it by 3 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pullen, throughout this entire tournament, has gotten out of many jams. Wouldn't necessarily call this one a jam, but a little bit of a pickle. First pitch is fouled away by Schrog, and it's 0-1. And Schrog worked a very good at bat in that last inning, first time against Pullen, working a full count and ultimately getting on with a leadoff double. Base hit could hit the Teutons another run. They certainly need a few. They're down 3. No balls, 1 strike here on Schrog. And the pitch by Pullen. In there, right down Broadway for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Pullen with 6 strikeouts would love to issue number 7 to end this inning. Pullen the advantage at 0-2. 2 outs, runner at second. Wiping off that left hand, staggered stance, left foot forward, spinning at left hip, gets the call by catcher Olivia Marsh, leans back, fires in that 0-2. In there, called strike 3, outer edge, make it 7. Beautifully done. That retires the side, and the Teutons leave one in scoring position. We have played four here in the state championship game. It's Oskaloosa 4 and Inman 1.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This inning of Oskaloosa softball, it is powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more at GiantCOMM.net. Appreciate Brian Hagan all day. Joseph Curry back in our Kears studios. Brandon Tamman here in Pratt. Three innings to go in the 2-1A softball state championship game. Oskaloosa, a 4-1 lead on the Inman Teutons. Levine back inside the circle. And a chance to lead things off here, top of the order. Hard shot left side. Alcala at short. And the throw is not in time. An infield single. Or correction, that was Olivia Marsh. I beg your pardon. So Olivia Marsh, her second base hit here in this state title game. And she's at first base with nobody out. Here's Kirsten Mitchell. She had an RBI double in the first and a ground out to third in the third. So 1-for-2, an RBI and a run scored. Olivia Marsh at first, nobody out. First pitch swinging, and it's fouled away. No balls, one strike. Oskaloosa leading this game 4-1. They scored two in the first, two more in the fourth. Inman's lone run, that was in the third. And we're here batting with nobody out, runner on in the top of the fifth. There's a good off-speed pitch, swung out and missed, and Mitchell down on the count 0-2. Levine has struck out six. She has walked two. Now Levine can pull out all the stops here on an 0-2. Let's see what she does. Here's the pitch. And it's hit to the right side. Base hit right field. And it gets by the right fielder, Alexis Toon. Everybody's going to scamper. Here comes Olivia Marsh. She will score. Mitchell's going to try to go the distance. She gets there. The old school inside the park homer, although it's probably going to be an error by the right fielder in Noon. Two runs scored, the Bears lead it 6-1. Oh, baby, what a play. These Bears fans are loving that. I'm going to call it an inside the park homer, but I think officially that is an error on the right fielder in Noon. So it won't go down in that fashion. But either way, Mitchell scampers all the way around to provide two more runs. And that is a costly mistake by the right fielder, Alexis Noon. So the bases are empty with nobody out, and the lead for Oski is now 6-1. Here's Harper Heston as the Teutons got to settle it down. Got a little pause in the action here. So I said it a couple times early in the broadcast, the first two games in this tournament for the Bears, they combined to score just four runs. They have scored six here in the first four-plus innings in the state championship game, and they lead it by five. First pitch to Heston is outside for ball one. Heston had an RBI single in the first and a ground out to short in the third. 1-for-2 with that RBI single here in the title game. Bears trying to blow it open. Next pitch called strike, and it's 1-1. What an emphatic start to this fifth inning for Oski. Levine sets and fires. Fouled away, a little bit of a late hack by the freshman in Heston, and now has to protect. It's 1-2. Things are tightening up for Inman. They cannot afford, if any, more mistakes. Next pitch outside to Heston. Two balls, two strikes. So Olivia Marsh leading it off with a single and officially a two-run producing hit with an error by Kirsten Mitchell. Another good eye by Heston. Three balls, two strikes. Count works full with Bryn King in the on-deck circle. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And a good swing, but fouling it away is Heston. So we'll try it at least one more time at three balls, two strikes. The Bears are leading it by five here in this state championship game. Looking for more. Here's a 3-2 by Levine. It is low, ball four. The first three have reached in this inning. The first two up have come around to score. And now Heston at first base with nobody out. And that brings up the freshman, Bryn King. That is the third walk issued by Levine tonight. King is 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. And the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Now Levine a little rattled, but has to settle it down. The 1-0 is lifted foul. And out of play towards the patrons. Even things up, one ball, one strike. Mention King, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts in the title game, but she drove in a run in the first game against Central Heights and drove in that lone run in the sixth inning of the semifinals. And now she hits one to the right side, fielded by Ballard at second, goes there for one and gets the lead run for out number one. So Heston out at second base, King at first on the fielder's choice. And with one out in the inning and King at first, that brings up Lily Pullen. Has reached twice in both of her at-bats today. A walk and a single and a run scored. And, of course, being dominant per usual inside the circle. First pitch to her is low for ball one. Taking off is King for second, and the throw is wide. No, it's caught. I lost it in the sun. It's going to be an out. Great play by Parsons. The tag applied, and King is caught stealing for out number two. The sun is straight over the fence and left, and even with the shades on, kind of lost it for a second. Almost thought it kicked away. But King out at second, caught stealing for out number two. So that empties the base pass and pull in the count. Now 1-0. Pitch by Levine is outside. 2-0 the count. Either way you slice it and dice it, the Bears have added. Their lead is 6-1 here in the top of the fifth. Bases empty, two outs. 2-0 the count on Poland. The pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Well, if Poland's able to get on, Maisie Peak will be up next. Levine sets, right foot ahead of the left, and fires. It is low, and the count now three balls and one strike. It has been a game of twos for the Bears. Two in the first, two in the fourth, and two here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Hit well to the left side, stabbed by Fraze. Does she make the play? She did, but it's dropped by the first baseman. Oh, Fraze made a heck of a play to stab that one down. The throw was a little bit low, but Schrock should have made it. That is an error, and the inning continues. So here's Maisie Peak with pulling at first base. That is the second error this inning against this Teutons defense. Still two outs. Can Peak keep the line moving? First pitch to her is a late swing and a miss for strike one. Peak a single and a run scored in her last at bat. As it was Lydia Turner who brought in the two runs in that last inning on a single. The 0-1. It is high, pops out of the glove, and that gets to the backstop, and Poland scampers up into scoring position. Probably a pass ball. And now a base hit could add another. Certainly the speed there for Poland at second base. One ball, one strike. Here the count on the freshman in Peak. Here's the pitch. This is hit back up the middle out to center field for a base hit. Here comes Pullen, and she is in with ease to score. A two-out RBI single by the freshman Peak, and the lead extends to 7-1. A three-spot put up here in the inning, and the Bears not done yet. They are blowing it open here in this championship game. And now a time is called. Oh, my goodness. So a time called. It looks like Levine kind of using a towel to wipe off the hands and the gloves, just trying to reset here. The third hit in this inning, and the freshman Peak, a monstrous two-out RBI single, making it a six-run Bears lead. Now the inning will continue after the quick pause as another freshman in Michaela Berry is set to step in that right side batter's box. Berry 0 for 2. And the first pitch is swing and a miss. Stolen base. Tag applied. In time. So two of the three outs are caught stealing, but it really doesn't matter because the Bears extend. After the top of the fifth inning is concluded, it's now a 7-1 Bears lead here in the state championship. Back after a timeout here on Care Radio.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tests. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent conception fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Softball here on Care Radio. It's powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Brandon Tabman here in Pratt. Thanks to Joseph Curry, Brian Hagan, of course, all throughout the day here on Care Radio. The Oskaloosa Bears searching for that first softball title in school history. Three more runs on the board in the fifth. They lead Inman 7-1. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, so Lily Poland, a heavy lead to work with, but still three opportunities at the plate for this Teuton squad. It'll be Alexis Noon to kick things off here in this bottom of the fifth inning, followed by Maddie Parsons and Charlie Linhart. That is 9-1-2 in this order for Inman. Impressive, impressive showing to this point for Oski. So Poland with the six-run lead back inside the circle. And Noon set to step in here in just a moment, but we got a slight pause in the action. Friend King tossing something towards the Oskaloosa first base side dugout. Resets, and we're about ready to go. All right, so the Teutons need to put some work in. Bears 7 and the Teutons 1. Bottom of the fifth inning is underway. Pullen's getting back behind the rubber, now working her way to set up. And now puts that left foot on the rubber, staggered stance. Gets the call from Olivia Marsh, leans and fires. In there for a called strike, it is 0-1. Alexis Noon, a strikeout victim, her first time up. Pullen has struck out 7 in this title game. And she has racked up 30 strikeouts in this state tournament. Here is the 0-1. That skipped in the dirt. 1-1. Well, 3 innings left here for this Inman offense. They are in dire straits. As all the momentum, as Jake Spaulding would say, Uncle Mo on the side of the Bears. 1-1. Pitch by Pullen is upstairs. 2. Looked like for a second maybe Noon wanted to chase that high heater, but did the right thing and held off. Defensive alignment has not changed for the Bears all tournament long. They have been clean here in this title game. 2-1 here on Noon. The pitch, a little bit low, and it's 3-1. Matty Parsons in the on-deck circle, and Charlie Linhart in the hole. Poland has given up just two runs in this tournament, and one of which was unearned. Three balls, one strike, pitch to Noon is lifted foul down the right field line, and the count full, three balls, two strikes. Just the second, or I should say the third, Inman batter tonight against Poland that has worked a 3-2 count. And right now it's number 9 in the order in sophomore Alexis Noon. Poland sets, leans, now back, swings it through. In there, strike 3, got it on the inner edge. And that is out number 1 here in the 5th. 8 strikeouts for Poland, number 31 in the tournament. So one out, back to the top of the order. It's freshman Maddie Parsons, who has had a good championship game. She is 2-for-2 in an RBI, a single and a double. She has provided the lone Inman run to this point. Third time up against Poland. Here's the first pitch of the AB in there for a call strike, and it's 0-1. RBI double in the third, brought in Allison Schrag. But right now, the Bears, a 7-1 lead. Poland sets, leans, kicks, and fires. Lifted high in the air, playable on the infield side. Lydia Turner, the shortstop with ease, two steps to her left, makes the catch for out number 2. So 2 up and 2 down. That brings up the freshman center fielder in Charlie Linhart. The Bears in control, inching just a little bit closer to that title with every out recorded late. Pulling sets, trying to go 3 up, 3 down here. The only other time she faced the minimum was back in the second, and there's a called strike on Linhart. It's 0-1. Pulling faced 4 in the first, 3 in the second, 6 in the third. That's where Inman got their lone run, and then she faced 4 in that last inning, and now a chance to face the minimum here in the 5th. The ball's 1 strike, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 0-2 here on Linhart. Can Poland ring up her 9th strikeout of the day? We shall see. But a very good batter in Levine is in the on-deck circle. The ball is 2 strikes, 2 outs, base is empty. Here is the pitch. In there, called strike 3, looking. Bang, bang. Another 2 strikeout inning. Second time, Teutons go 3 up and 3 down. 9 strikeouts for Poland. Bears a step closer. We have played 5 here in Pratt. It's the Bears 7 and the Teutons 1.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning-fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
Joseph Curry in our Care Studios on the ones and two. Shout out Brian Hagan as well. Brandon Tamman here in Pratt. The Oskaloosa Bears 2 innings away from a state championship. They have dominated really from the jump. They lead Inman 7-1 as we go to the 6th inning here on Care. Michaela Berry is going to lead things off, followed by Carly Warner. And then after that, it will be Lydia Turner. So again, the Bears offense really striking gold when they've needed it the most. After just 4 combined runs in the first 2 wins of this tournament, they have put up 7. 2 in the first, 2 in the fourth, and 3 in the fifth. And now Berry up there to lead off the 6th. Levine's first pitch skips in the dirt, ball number 1. Now even a 6-run lead in a title game feels like a comfortable lead, but you just want to pack on as many as you possibly can. Barry 0 for 2, a strikeout back in the second. And that one a little bit outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Levine has not struck out a batter since the first out of the fourth. She struck out 5 in the first 2 innings and has struck out just 1 cent. So the Bears doing a much better job getting that ball in play. Next pitch upstairs, 3 balls, no strikes here on Barry. And the pitch, it is high, and it's a 4-pitch walk. And the first time here in this title game that Barry has reached base, and now here is Carly Warner. She walked in her last at-bat and also has a strikeout. Levine, that is her 4th walk issued in this championship. The Bears, 1 to add. There's a bunt shown, pulled back. Runner thought about taking off, throw to first, tag applied in time. Barry is picked off at first base. Great throw by the catcher in Maddie Parson. So that is an abrupt end to that base running adventure for Barry. So 1 out, base is empty, is Warner now a count at 1-0. Levine sets and fires in there for a called strike. So if you go back to last inning, the last 3 outs recorded have all been either pickoffs or caught stealings. This one is hit out towards right field. That baby is there. This could be extra bases. Warner rounding first, heading for second. She is not stopping for second. She is heading for third. And now she is rounding third. Here comes the throw home. Not in time. Inside the park home run for Carly Warner. Oh, baby, do you believe? And it's an 8-1 Bears lead. Unbelievable stuff. These fans are loving it. My goodness. And a time called. It's unraveling now. An 8-1 Oskaloosa lead here in the sixth. The Bears have sucked the life out of the Teutons here. Goodness me. They have scored 6 runs in the last 3 innings. And still only 1 out as we're back to the top of the order with Lydia Turner. Drove in 2 back in the fourth with a single. And she's going to hit this well out towards left field, and running in to make a nice catch is the left fielder in Ellie Timish. There is out number 2. That'll bring up Paris Olivia Marsh, the junior catcher. She is 2 for 3 with 2 singles and 2 runs scored. 8-1, Bears by 7. Here's the pitch, and a line shot, but caught by Fraze. Boy, quick reflexes, couple good defensive plays, back-to-back outs. But Carly Warner, an inside-the-park homer, has extended the Bears' lead. It's Oski 8, Inman 1. 2-1-A State Softball Championship game here on Care.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the Oskaloosa Bears are 6 outs away from hoisting the state championship and raising a banner inside the high school. Bears 8, Inman 1 as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning here on Care Radio. Thanks again, Joseph Curry, Brian Hagan with you, Brandon Tadman here in Pratt. Bears fans feeling it, but not over yet. You just never know. But right now, all the momentum on the side of the Oski Bears. Here we go to the bottom of the sixth. Inman just 6 outs left to work with, and they're down 7. Here's Lila Levine, as Poland has struck out 9 here in this state title game. Poland sets, leans, and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike number 1. Levine entered this championship game 7 of 9 at the plate. She reached on a fielder's choice in the first and was hit by a pitch back in the third. So she has certainly been as productive as any at the plate offensively. No balls, 1 strike. Nobody out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the heat right by Levine, and it's 0-2. Fraze and Al Kayla will follow up this inning. That is 3, 4, and 5 in the Teutons' order. But it has been all Bears. If it ended right now, it would be the largest margin of victory of any of these state tournament games. Here's the pitch. Popped up and foul, and it stays 0-2. The consolation final with Cedarvale, Dexter, and Bluestem, which was a 9-5 Spartans win. That was the largest margin of victory at this point. Right now, the Bears, a 7-run lead here in the home six. No balls, 2 strikes on Levine. Pitcher on pitcher. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss! Another strikeout. 5 outs away. Double-digit strikeout for the 3rd consecutive game here at the state tournament. That'll bring up Taylor Fraze, the sophomore third baseman. She is 0 for 2. She grounded out to first and popped out to first. So Farmer recording both outs against Fraze here today, but has an opportunity here. And the first pitch to Fraze by Poland, a little bit outside for ball 1. Well, I talked about Fraze defensively. She has been very good on that left side of the infield for this Teutons team all weekend. Here is the 1-0 pitch. This is hit well out towards center field. Playable for Peak. Eyes it up. Makes the catch for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down, 4 outs away for the Bears. That'll bring up Addy Alcala. 0 for 2, a pop out, and a strikeout. She will bat from the left side. Choked up. Good bend to the knees. Pulling. Sets. The rare left-v-left matchup here. And the first pitch. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Alcala, a junior shortstop, popped out the second in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. 0 for 2 in this title game. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, base is empty. Here's the pitch. Little up and outside, and it's 1-1. Well, the Bears fans, I can just kind of feel it. 4 outs to get. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It is 1-2. Poland has not lost any bit of velocity on that heater. Efficient, efficient, efficient. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch. Just a little bit inside, and it's 2-2. Alcala had a little bit of a shoulder turn. It was a little bit up and in, but avoided being hit by that pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bears 8, Inman 1. It has been all Bears here in this state title game. Here is the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Strike 3! Oh, Poland is dealing. 11 strikeouts in the title game, 3 outs away from the banner. We go to the 7th inning here in Pratt with the Bears dominating. It's 8-1.
Exciting news, Hoyt. Fiber internet from Giant Communications is on the way. Unlike the competition, we offer no data caps, just unlimited high-speed fiber internet. Enjoy symmetrical speeds for seamless uploading and downloading, powered by your trusted local provider. Stream, game, and work without limits on the fastest, most reliable connection available. Fiber to the home is on the way. Visit giantcomm.net/Hoyt or call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Giant Communications. Better, faster, local.
Oskaloosa softball here on Care Radio. It's powered by Giant Communications. You can bundle internet and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more at giantcomm.net. The Oskaloosa Bears are one inning away from the state championship. They lead Inman 8-1 as they come up here to bat in this top of the seventh inning. It'll be Kirsten Mitchell to lead things off. She has two hits in this title game, including a double. She has driven in three. And now a rocket shot, Frazee to flex, puts it down. Now the throw is wide, and it gets away. Mitchell chugging around to second base, and that throwing error puts her in scoring position with nobody out. Boy, Frazee, it was a rocket shot. Very little time to react. The throw was just a touch low, and Schrag, the first baseman, couldn't secure it. And now Mitchell's up at second base with nobody out. Three errors by this Teutons defense has cost them certainly a few runs here tonight. And now this one is hit to the left side, fielded by Al Kayla. Now they got the runner, Mitchell, in a pickle between second and third, and they ultimately get her out at second base for the first out. The fourth time in this game, a Bears runner has been picked off between bases. So Heston, who had that hit at first base with one out. So here's Bryn King. Reached on a fielder's choice in her last at-bat. She has also struck out twice. Here's the pitch. And it's in there for a called strike. King, the lone participant to drive in a run in the semifinal game earlier today, which proved to be the difference. She also had a run driven in in the quarters against Central Heights. She puts down a bunt. Well played. Throw to first is in time for the out. So King lays down a sack. Heston into scoring position, but now there's two outs. And now here's Lily Pullen. If Oski takes care of business and holds on for the win, if there was an MVP of the tournament, you could argue it could be Lily Pullen. Open on that left side stance, and the first pitch by Levine is low for ball one. Heston at second base with two outs. It's been all Bears here in the title game. They lead Inman 8-1. Here's the pitch. It is high, and the count 2-0. Pullen has walked, she has singled, and she has reached on an error, and she has scored two runs. Productive on both sides all tournament long. The 2-0 by Levine. Outside, 3-0, ball kicks away, Parsons can't find it, and Heston on her way to third. And now the count, three balls, no strikes here on Pullen with Peek in the on-deck circle. Bears a chance to add with two outs. They have not trailed at any point in this game. That next pitch in the dirt, ball four. And that puts them at the corners for Maisie Peek. That is the fifth walk issued by Levine in this game. And pretty much all of these teams have used just one pitcher all tournaments. And you have seen it late in these games today, the fatigue settling in. First pitch here to Peek, low and inside for ball one. Boy, Peek's been great. Two hits, two singles, an RBI and a run scored. Runners are at the corners with two outs here in the seventh. The Bears leading it 8-1. Here's the pitch. It's low and in the dirt. And now two balls and no strikes. And now six consecutive pitches have missed the zone by Levine. Here's the 2-0. There's a swing, a little high chopper. Back to Levine. Throw to first, well in time to retire the side. So the Bears keep a couple on base and strand two, but they're three outs away from the state championship. Bears 8, Inman 1. To the bottom of the seventh we go after a timeout here on Care.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
This inning of Oskaloosa softball, it's powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more, GiantCOMM.net. Oskaloosa, 3 outs away from the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship. They have dominated Inman here tonight. They lead it 8-1 after scoring just 4 combined runs in the first 2 wins of this tournament. They scored 2 in the first, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. They have a 7-run lead, and they need to record 3 outs to lift the trophy and hoist the banner. Lily Poland, she has been so good all week. And she'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Teutons order, starting here with sophomore Marley Ballard. That's from the right side. Poland has racked up 11 strikeouts here in this game and 34 for the tournament. Here we go. Bottom of the 7th inning. And Poland leans back and fires it in there. And it's upstairs for ball 1. Ballard struck out swinging in the 2nd and walked in the 4th. That is the only walk that Poland has issued in this title game. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Oskaloosa, they have knocked on the door so many times. Multiple second place finishes across the last decade. But now they are 3 brief outs away from the 25 title. 1 ball, 1 strike here on Ballard. First at bat here in the bottom of the 7th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Poland has not lost a step. She looks about as she looked going back to the first inning. And has pitched every single inning in this state tournament for the Bears. And needs to get 3 more outs. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The pitch by Pullen. Lifted high in the air, but it's foul over the fence down the right field line. So Ballard, a good swing to stay alive. It's still 1-2. Ellie Timmish, Allison Schrog will also bat in this inning for the Teutons. Sophomore, junior, to be exact, for the 3-2 up for Inman. Another 1-2 pitch. About to be delivered here by Lily Pullen. Sets left knee, kicks up to the belt, fires, swing and a miss! Into the glove of Olivia Marsh for out number 1 here in the bottom of the 7th. Bears are 2 outs away. It's strikeout number 12 in this game and number 35 for the tournament. Here's Ellie Timmish, the sophomore left fielder. She is 0-2. This Teutons team has only been able to muster up 3 hits this entire game. 2 more outs are needed for Poland and company. First pitch here. Swing and a miss. Strike number 1. Timmish struck out swinging in the 2nd and grounded out in the 4th. Poland picks up that rosin bag, settles back in. The lefty kicks that ball around on the left hip. Hits the call by Olivia Marsh and fires in the 0-1. In there, called strike number 2. No balls and 2 strikes here on Timmish. The Bears are feeling it. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Base is empty. All Bears here tonight, 8-1. They lead it. The 0-2. That is way up and in. Boy, Timmish, a little matrix style to get out of the way of that one. And the count now, 1 ball, 2 strikes. That one just got away from Poland just a touch. But she still has the advantage at 1 and 2. She's gone back to that rosin bag after the last 4 pitches. Settles in, wipes the hand, wipes the glove. Staggers that right foot behind the left. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here is the pitch. This is hit hard down the right field line, just barely foul. And Timmish was close to maybe extra bases. But she'll have to jog back into the batter's box and face Pullen again for a 3rd consecutive 1-2 offering. Pullen again, taking her time behind the rubber. Takes 3 steps, puts that left foot forward. 1 ball, 2 strikes. There's 2 outs away. Kicks, leans, and fires. Oh, and that ran inside and hit her. Well, a couple pitches prior, Timmish had to matrix style get out of the way of one. That one she could not get out of the way. And a 1-out base runner for the Teutons. For the 2nd time, Pullen has hit a batter in this championship game. And that'll bring up the junior in Allison Schrag. The Bears with an 8-1 lead. They need just 2 outs to win this title. They're checking on Timmish to make sure she is okay. Took it maybe right off the kind of middle portion of her back. Appears to be okay. Gets the applause from the crowd. Good to see. And she's on first base with 1 out. So here's Schrag. She is 1 for 2, a double and a run scored back in the 3rd. Of course, that is the lone run that the Teutons have scored in this game. Pullen has to settle back in. 2 outs for the ship. Pullen casually spinning it on the left hip, puts it in the glove, leans back, kicks forward, bunt shown. It's put down but foul. Don't understand the bunt attempt when you're down 7 with 2 outs in the 7th. Because you got to score runs. But teach their own. See if that trend continues for number 8 in the Teutons order. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out, 1 on. 8-1 Bears, bottom 7. State title game nearly at arm's reach for the Bears. Here's the 0-1, another bunt put down, whiffed it, it's 0-2. Now a throw down to first, and that ball gets out to right field, but it's backed up well by Warner. Nicely done. And that kept Timmish at first base, but now the count on Schrag is 0-2. You can't bunt now. Teutons are going to have to do something magical to even sniff getting back into this game. The way Pullen is pitching, let's see if she can dial up another at 0-2. Leans back, swings it right through, pitch is fouled away. Good cut there by Schrag, it stays 0-2. It has been a long and lengthy afternoon here in Pratt. The Bears are 2 outs away. And Schrag behind on Pullen. No balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first, 1 out. 8-1, Oski leading. Pullen sets. Gets the call by Olivia Marsh. And the pitch. Popped up. And foul. Stays 0-2. So Schrag battling. Couple of foul balls consecutively. She'll see a 3rd consecutive 0-2 pitch here in a moment. Timmish at first after being hit by a pitch. Ballard started the inning by striking out, which was the 12th Pullen strikeout tonight and her 35th strikeout of the tournament. Chance for another, still 0-2. Settles it into the glove. The lefty leans back, swings it on through. Ground ball right side. King fields it 2nd, only play at first. They get the out, and the Bears are 1 out away from the state championship. Nicely done by King. Timmish does go up to 2nd base. And now it is down to the 9-hitter, Alexis Noon. 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Lily Pullen and the Oskaloosa Bears are 1 out away from the state championship. They lead it by 7. They have dominated and have not trailed at any points in this game. Pullen sets, left foot on the rubber, leans back, and fires. Swing and a miss for strike one. It would be a fitting ending if Pullen can get a strikeout to end this game. No balls, one strike. Timish, the runner at second. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Cameras are out for the Oskaloosa faithful. Pullen sets, gets the call from Olivia Marsh. She'll lean forward, now fire. Just missed upstairs. One ball, one strike. The sun is nearly behind the trees. It was hot throughout the day, but cooling down a touch. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at second, the Bears, one out away from the state championship. Pullen sets, kicks it up to the belt, and swings it on through. In there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes. The state title at reach for the Bears. And the fans getting rowdy. Cam Pullen close out for the magical ending. She has dominated all tournaments and has Noon down the count at one and two. Takes her time, settles, kicks, leans, fires, fouled away. Just caught a piece. My Alexis Noon will stay alive at one and two. Fans on the feet, hands to the knees, up against the net. The anticipation a mile high. Pullen checking the ball in the glove. Steps on the rubber, left foot forward. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. Here's Pullen's 1-2. Swing and a miss! Oh, Oskaloosa! The Bears! The 2025 Class 2-1A softball champions! Strikeout number 13 for Pullen, her 36th of the tournament. And the Oskaloosa Bears, your 25 state champions. Final score, they beat Inman. It is 8-1. Our postgame show next here on Care Radio. Stick with us. We're back in a moment.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent conception fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Tuscaloosa Bears softball team, your 2025 2-1A state champions. Boy, it was nail-biting throughout the first two games. It was not even close. They dominate Inman in the title game by a final score of 8-1. Our post game here on CARE Radio. Big shout out again, Brian Hagan, Joseph Curry on the ones and the twos. But his dominance of a title game, and certainly not really expecting that the way these two teams had played all season and coming in, and just how the entire tournament had played out. Just not expecting any kind of a blowout, but boy, the Bears jumped on the Teutons early. They got two runs on three hits in the first inning with RBIs by Kirsten Mitchell and Harper Heston. Mitchell's was a double. She had multiple extra base hits this tournament. They really started putting the game away in the middle innings. The Teutons' only run, it was in the third on an RBI double by Maddie Parsons, and that was it. They only had three total hits in the game on Lily Poland, and we're going to talk about her for sure, as she was dynamite once again inside the circle. But 2-1, the Oski lead going into the fourth inning, and they would score two runs on three hits. Lydia Turner driving in two on a single. Lead at that point extended to 4-1, and then it was really blown open in the fifth. With three more runs, two driven in by Kirsten Mitchell. You also had another run driven in by Maisie Peak. And then how about an emphatic kind of last run for the Bears? An inside the park homer in the sixth off the bat of number nine in the order and Carly Warner. So everybody getting involved in this title game. Lily Poland, she won all three tournament games. She pitched all 21 innings for the Bears. Tonight in the championship game, she racked up 13 more strikeouts. She struck out 36 for the tournament. And boy, oh boy, it was just a phenomenal display throughout, as pretty much a lot of these teams went with their ace all throughout the tournament. And in the end, Lily Poland again, 13 strikeouts in a state championship game. Let's not forget, she is only a sophomore. The Bears are getting their trophy right now. The Bear fans behind us feeling it. It is Lily Poland who went out to grab it. And there, the picture's being taken. So three consecutive years that Northeast Kansas League teams have won this state tournament. Of course, the last two seasons in 23 and 24, it was the McLeod Bulldogs. This year in 25, this time, it's the Oskaloosa Bears. Again, the final score in the title game, Oski 8, Inman 1. We step aside for another timeout, get a word in from those great sponsors. We'll wrap things up after that here on CARE Radio.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. The Oskaloosa Independent Newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Final time here in Pratt, Kansas. Brandon Tabman, Joseph Curry, Brian Hagan. Appreciate everyone helping out. It's been a fun and wild couple of days. The Class 2-1A softball champions, the Oskaloosa Bears, a dominant championship win over the Inman Teutons. The final here, and the final game of the season was 8-1. Well, I got to get to state track tomorrow and a long drive ahead. So, unfortunately, we got to wrap this thing up pretty quickly. Again, thanks to Joseph Curry. But the third consecutive year for an NEKL team to win this thing, the last two for McLeod, Bears capture it here in 25, their first title in school history. Well, let's get you the totals and get you on out of here. 2-1A state championship game here in Pratt. Oskaloosa, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Lily Pullen, the winning pitcher, 7 innings, 13 strikeouts, 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 walk. She got the win. And Oskaloosa's record with the title ending at 25-5. For the Inman Teutons, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. Their season ends with a runner-up finish and a record of 24-2. That will do it. For Brian, for Joseph, for myself, Brandon, thanks again, everybody. Oskaloosa country, appreciate the kind words. It means a ton. It was a ton of fun to be out here to broadcast this championship run. Oskaloosa, your 2025 2-1A state softball champion with an 8-1 victory against Inman. Thanks for listening to our coverage of high school softball here on KARadio and the MSC Sports Radio Network.